Pavlov's ash cloud stretches about 25 miles to the west of the volcano. Pilots early Wednesday morning estimated that cloud to be between 14 and 18,000 feet, which is where Penn Air flies. The airline canceled two flights to Cold Bay Wednesday. Missy Anderson is vice president of sales and marketing.
They're blowing it towards Cold Bay. It's bypassing Sand Point, and then it dissipates by the time it gets to Dutch. And they're showing no effects whatsoever, of course, in the Dillingham or Bristol Bay area. So the only place it's affecting us right now is just Cold Bay.
Guy Morgan with Grant Aviation in Cold Bay said the airline was able to fly small planes around the ash cloud by taking a route south of the volcano. Flights went out to Port Moeller, False Pass, and King Cove as scheduled. Penn Air is hoping to fly Thursday with a couple of extra flights to make up for a missed day of travel.
We'll just keep watching her, and hopefully she'll calm down here and we can go on as business as planned.
The Alaska Volcano Observatory noticed new explosions and lava fountaining Tuesday after the volcano had been quiet for several days. The aviation code was raised Tuesday to orange. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.